Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
There'll be a brief ad at the end of this video. Now, we've talked about Hertz many times before. Hertz, of course, the rental car company, they're the gift that keeps on giving. And I did a ton of stories about them because they had a problem where vehicles that were in their inventory had been reported stolen, and then they were returned to inventory, meaning that they had the car, but they had reported it stolen. So the police thought it was stolen, and Hertz then re-rented the car to somebody else. So somebody's driving down the road in a rental car, they get pulled over by the police and say, you're driving a stolen car. And we had a whole bunch of those kinds of stories. And so it got to the point where I get Hertz stories sent to me all the time, and I'm like, I can't keep doing the same story over and over again. And so all of a sudden, I got bombarded in the last couple of days with a ton of emails, messages, and so on from people saying, Steve, Hertz is back in the news. Well, telling me that Hertz is back in the news is kind of like saying that you've got weather in Michigan. I mean, okay. Well, no, this is a good one. This is a really good one. From thedrive.com, Nico DiMattia wrote this. Hertz charges Tesla Model 3 renter $277 fee for gas and won't back down. The man's a loyal Hertz customer. He got that surcharge to fill up the gas tank of a Tesla Model 3, and the company's saying, yeah, no, you got to pay it. You got to pay it. You can't turn in a car and expect to not pay to fill up the gas in it, even if it's electric, and even if the charge was full when you turned it back in, almost. So the Hertz customer was shocked when he saw the receipt for his rented Tesla Model 3. He returned the vehicle back to Hertz following a weekend vacation in Los Angeles. He noticed he was hit with an additional charge of $277 on top of his initial reservation price. What was the charge for? The cost of refueling. The cost of refueling the electric Model 3. Unfortunately for him, the further he pried the company for information, the more Hertz doubled down and the more confused he became. Now, some people are going to say, Steve, he should look on the bright side. At least he didn't get arrested for driving a stolen car. And I suppose that with Hertz, that is a blessing. But he made his reservation, and he had documents, which, by the way, he showed to the drive to make sure that everyone understands that this guy's not making the story up. He paid for the option, which is called skip the pump and save time option, which allows you to bring a rental car back without refilling the gas tank. Of course, he knew he was renting an electric car, so he knew that wouldn't be an issue, but even if he'd been driving a car that took gasoline, he shouldn't have been charged the additional refueling fee. So he then contacted Hertz, assuming that there's some kind of issue here, like a problem, and he sent in a billing question. And Hertz said, nope, despite the car not having a fuel tank to refill and having already paid for the skip the pump option, he still owes the $277 again, to refuel the vehicle. So the question is, could this possibly be a misunderstanding? Maybe he turned it in with an empty battery. So maybe that's a similar thing. Well, it turns out that he returns the car with a 96% charge on the battery. 96%, which, by the way, was the exact same state of charge he picked it up with. So he returned it with the same number of gallons of electricity as he picked it up with. So even if he hadn't done that, the maximum fee should have been $35 because Hertz's own EV recharging policy says you can return your EV at any charge level and we'll recharge it for $35 or just $25 for Gold Plus Rewards members or return at the same level as pickup and pay zero. So even if Hertz determined it necessary to hit the man with a recharging fee, it shouldn't have been $277. It should have been either $35 or $25. However, a Hertz customer service administrator responded to his question and said, I am unable to provide an adjustment or refund since the service was provided and contract is closed. So they closed the contract. Apparently that's a problem. Okay. But also the service was provided. Which service? Putting gasoline into the Tesla? Do you have film of that I'd like to watch? Your signed rental agreement will also be our basis that you are fully aware of the fuel option that was added on the contract. I hope I was able to clarify this with you. Thank you for allowing me to review and assist you with your concern. That sounds like an automated response, quite frankly. But in case you're following along at home and you want to make sure you got this right, Hertz acknowledged that the man was charged for refueling the electric car, which isn't possible, but they defended their position by saying that service was provided. Which service? The rental of the car or the refueling of the electric car? And of course, Nico DiMattia says, well, where did the fuel go? You've got to ask, even though this shouldn't even matter, if you were talking about a gas-powered car, what make and model is knocking back $277 worth of the stuff in one sitting? And by the way, you do understand that they do gouge you when they refill it themselves. That is one of the things you want to avoid doing. If you ever rent a car, they'll tell you, you know, we're giving it to you with a full tank, return it with a full tank, or we're going to top it off and we'll charge you. And instead of charging whatever the local price is, there'll be like a $5 a gallon surcharge. It's crazy. It's crazy. So here the customer told the drive that the rest of his communication with Hertz was done over the phone. And at the time of the writing, his problem has yet to be solved, and Hertz still refuses to refund him. Now, the drive reached out to Hertz, but got no response. The man's disputing the charge with his credit card company, which is not a bad way to go, but there's a good chance they're going to say, well, you know, they say that they gave you a service, and you did rent the car, and it's probably built in there somewhere, but you never know. However, if the credit card company makes an inquiry and gets a human, that might do it. So here the man says he's been a longtime Hertz customer, which shows you that he's either a sucker for punishment or he likes to live dangerously, so much so that he is a President's Circle member. A President's Circle. Which president? The president of Hertz? Okay. He also says the Model 3 is one of his favorite cars to rent, especially in California, where it's cheaper to recharge than filling up a comparable gas car. So Hertz is no stranger to the Model 3, nor is this customer. So it shouldn't come as any surprise that he now says he will no longer rent any Hertz vehicles. And by the way, that statement has pretty much summed up the case with every single story I've done about Hertz, because some of the things they've done are horrific. Now, don't get me wrong. Other car rental companies have problems. It's not just Hertz. But Hertz popped up over and over and over again. And getting back to the you're driving a stolen car thing, it was pretty clear that what they were doing as a policy was reporting cars stolen that hadn't been turned back in at the end of their leases or rentals. And even if they had been, they didn't ever go and follow up with the police. Oh, by the way, we got this car back. So in other words, in their system, they would report the car stolen. And then if it popped back up, there was no like flag to let them know, oh, you've got to unmark this car as stolen by calling the police. And so I forgot how many of those stories I did, but I did a whole bunch of them. And I seem to recall I did one or two about car rental companies that were not Hertz. But I'll be honest with you, I've never rented a car from Hertz. I don't think I ever have. I've only rented one car in the last couple of years. I flew to South Carolina for a film festival and rented a car. And it was one of the dollar budget, one of those kind of places, Alamo, I don't know. But I've mentioned before that I used to rent cars quite a bit because there was a time when I was flying back and forth, interestingly enough, to do a radio show. Another story for maybe a live stream on a Sunday or something. But I used to rent Enterprise all the time. And one of the things I liked about Enterprise is that you'd pull in to drop the car off and a handy person would walk out there and walk around the car, stick their head in to get the mileage reading. They'd type it into a thing they were wearing almost like a tricorder from Star Trek and it would kick out the receipt. And they would say, there you go. The transaction has ended. And I never once had them come back and say, oh, we modified the transaction after you got that document. And so that's what I liked about it, is that I walked out of there and then headed back to the terminal to get on a plane, never thinking like, oh, I wonder if a day or two I'm going to get a surprise phone call from Enterprise saying there's a problem. Never happened. Never happened. And there are situations like that where it's a problem because if they got your credit card information and they claim you owe them money later, they can just take it from you. And so I've mentioned before that there are situations like that that are annoying. Years ago, I'd leased a car, which I'll never do, from this one manufacturer through their leasing arm. And when I went to turn the vehicle in, they said, yeah, drop it off at the dealership from which you took delivery. I dropped it off there. A guy from that dealership walked around it, inspected the car, and then wrote out a report and handed me the report and said, there's no damage to the car. No damage to the car. So a couple weeks later, I get a note from the leasing company. They go, oh, there's several hundred dollars in damage to the car. No, there wasn't. Well, they said there was. So that became a thing. I'm not going to get into that. My point simply is that it's extremely frustrating when you are a consumer and you're in a situation where you think the transaction has ended. You've got documentation to indicate that it has ended, and then something pops up later. And so I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened to this guy, but it sounds like it might have. But the point is that now I'm wondering if a human has even looked at this until it popped up on the drive. So Nika DiMatteo wrote that great story, and it's one of those amazingly frustrating stories, and it involves Hertz. And like I said, at this point, with all the bad publicity they've gotten, I'm kind of surprised that people still do business with them. So thank you to everybody who sent it to me from thedrive.com. Hertz charges Tesla Model 3 renter $277 for gas and won't back down despite the illogical nature of their claim. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Necessity is the mother of invention. Laziness is its father.